Here's something that often gets overlooked in the debate over government eavesdropping. You can increase the chance that your emails stay private. You just have to use encryption, essentially sending your messages in code. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports on why hardly anybody does.
If you buy something online and type in your credit card number, it's usually encoded to protect it as it winds its way across the internet. When you send email out, typically it's essentially naked. Ari Schwartz works in a cluttered office at the Center for Democracy and Technology, a civil liberties group based in Washington, D.C.
In some ways, it's the golden age of wiretapping. We're putting tons of information through the computer systems. It's easy to sort through. It's easy to find. They can use so much more information than they ever have had in the past.
From a law enforcement perspective, that's good news. But in theory, criminals or a sophisticated snooper might be able to see your emails as well. Schwartz's organization sees protecting privacy on the internet as a key civil liberties issue. If you're worried, you can encrypt your email. It's completely legal, and Schwartz says relatively easy.
So I've got my laptop, and I'm going to hushmail.com.
Hushmail is a web-based email service. Like Hotmail or Gmail or Yahoo Mail, you can use it for free. But Hushmail encrypts your email. Schwartz types a short message to a colleague across the room.
Okay. Secret message.
Before Hushmail sends the email, it puts it through a mathematical meat grinder. Schwartz's message, when it goes out, reads WCFOA/GSK9. It's total gibberish. A second later, the email arrives at his colleague's computer.
I'm Alyssa Cooper.
She also has a Hushmail account, which translates it back into English.
And I can see his secret message, which is loose lips sink ships. Nice message.
It turns out that even though the Center for Democracy and Technology encourages people to use encryption and has fought to get it put in commercial products, most of the people in the organization do not use it. Not Schwartz, not Cooper, not the guy down the hall.
Yeah.
Can we come in?
Sure.
What's your name?
John Morris. I'm a staff counsel, an attorney here.
And do you encrypt your email?
I don't believe I've ever encrypted my email. I have encrypted attachments before sending them.
But for the most part?
No.
You work for the Center for Democracy and Technology.
You know, if it's built into the system, it would happen. And right now, it's a little bit more of a pain than it's probably worth for me.
Emailing from one Hushmail account to another is pretty easy. But if you're sending to someone who's using a different email program, it gets more complicated. You have to give them a numerical key that tells their computer how to encode email for you. Handling those keys has been a major stumbling block for encryption. Brian Smith is chief technology officer with Hush Communications Corporation, which makes Hushmail.
It still hasn't taken off as much as we hope that it will. There's no reason, really, that a lot more of the email traffic out there shouldn't be encrypted.
On any given day, he says tens of thousands of people use Hushmail, but that's not many in the world of email. There are potential downsides to encryption. If the key to unlocking your encrypted emails gets lost, you're in trouble. Each person's key is different, and it would take a computer something like the lifetime of the universe to try all the possibilities. Philip Zimmerman is famous in the online world for having written a piece of encryption software called Pretty Good Privacy.
I occasionally get email from people who forgot their passphrase, and they come begging for help with tear-streaked faces, and I tell them to call psychic friends because I can't help them. Encryption is a powerful technology.
Even Zimmerman, who works as a computer consultant, says he only uses encryption occasionally. One of the most popular email programs, Microsoft's Outlook, does offer encryption. Will Kennedy manages the product, but he doesn't encrypt his emails either.
If I'm sending mail to my wife about what time to pick up my son at soccer practice, for example, it's not really something that needs to be encrypted. It's not a particularly, you know, important secret.
Kennedy says most of the people who do use the encryption feature on Outlook aren't individuals worried about someone spying on them. The biggest user, he says, is the government. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.